The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 23rd of March and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, last week, Lorenzo and I discussed how the turmoil facing US banks could potentially have a ripple effect throughout the market. Well, clearly those ripples were strong enough to cross the Atlantic because this week, European banks are facing a crisis of their own. Lorenzo, why don't you kick us off by explaining what exactly is going on?
Hello, Ben. As always, thank you very much for having me here. This last couple of weeks have been certainly very important, showing how dangerous a crisis of confidence can be for banks in general. The particular crisis I'm talking about is obviously started with SVB's collapse in the US, but that couldn't have come at a worse time for Credit Suisse. The Swiss bank was already on thin ice, having struggled through several crises and scandals of its own in recent years, but it was now in the process of a major restructuring. SVB's collapse only made its problem worse, and even a $54 billion credit line from the Swiss National Bank couldn't really save it. Eventually, a deal was struck with UBS, Switzerland's largest bank effectively, to buy Credit Suisse and potentially prevent the crisis from spreading across global markets.
Okay, so with UBS taking over Credit Suisse, we've averted what could have spiraled into a more serious problem for European banks. But despite this, some investors still don't seem to be happy with sort of how the situation was handled. With a potential crisis having been averted, what could there possibly be to complain about?
That's right, absolutely. You have thought that with Credit Suisse being taken over, that might be the end of the story. But actually, some Credit Suisse stakeholders aren't as happy at how the situation was handled as others. If a bank goes under, there is a hierarchy in terms of which stakeholders get something, if anything, is given back. Normally, all debt holders are ranked above equity holders in this hierarchy. But however, in this case, holders of riskier bonds like the AT1 bonds or additional tier one bonds. So their holdings wiped out by the Swiss authorities, even though equity investors ended up receiving a payment for their shares, albeit at a very steep discount. Now, whether the Swiss authorities were right to do this is still in dispute, but at a time when banks are seeking to restore confidence, this has certainly shaken investors a bit.
Right. So while the Swiss authorities may have prevented a complete fallout in global banks, they might have also created some other problems?
That's certainly how markets saw initially, yeah. 81 bonds saw sharp declines in prices after the deal, as investors reconsidered the risk associated with the bonds. However, other financial regulators, like the European Central Bank or the Bank of England, were quick to reassure investors that the original hierarchy of risk would still be the same as normal under their regimes. Christine Lagarde said explicitly that Switzerland does not set standards in Europe, which I thought was a very strong message. Markets initially rebounded on the news, but uncertainty still remains at a time when banks actually need some confidence and certainly need that more than anything else.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting time for banks. And Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight. Looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa. In terms of the SCA-FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact Distribution Services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.